In the name of God, lover, beloved, and fountain of love. Amen. Please sit. Welcome. Welcome, my friends, to the first of the three great days, the 3 days of the Paschal Triduum, the 3 days where we celebrate the Passion, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome to the three longest days of the church year. Welcome to the three most painful days of the church year. Welcome to the three most confusing days of the church year. Welcome to the three most loving days of the church year. The 3 days where God's unwavering love for us is communicated not with words, not with thoughts, not with prayers, but with actions, with symbols. 3 days where no homily can ever fully unpack the absolute depth of the rituals happening right in front of us. The washing of feet, the institution of the Eucharist, the stripping of the sanctuary, the washing of the altar, the silent vigil with the Blessed Sacrament. The preaching moment on days like this is simply to say, hey, look up. You don't want to miss this. If anybody else preaches something beyond that, they're doing too much work, and you should feel free to tell them that. So, my friends, look up. You don't want to miss this. At the heart of our celebration tonight, Jesus gives us a commandment. Love one another. Have any of you ever been in love? Raise your hands. If you've been in love, if you have known love, to those of you who said yes, and to those of you too embarrassed to say yes, could you tell me, was it enough to think about love? Was it enough to talk about love, about being in love, about loving one another? Was it enough to pray lovingly for one another? Was it enough to pray to be in love? Is that the same as actually being in love? Love is the sort of thing which must be experienced. Love must be embodied. Jesus does not tell us to think loving thoughts, and he does not tell us to pray loving thoughts. He tells us to love, to do and to experience and to be love. But what does love look like? What does love look like? We can be here all night. What does love smell like? What does love taste like? Have you ever touched love? Love, I think, is a new grandparent cradling a grandbaby. Love is a group of teachers putting themselves in between their students and danger. Love is a tender kiss after a bitter fight. Love is sacrificing the things that I want for the things that you need. Love is a church full of incense. I know some of you don't agree with me. Love is a church choir singing the perfect piece of music after hours and hours of rehearsal. Love is 20,000 students marching for their lives. Love is a 2 a.m. phone call from a friend in crisis. Love is a hot cup of coffee right away in the morning. Love is a fresh batch of cookies after a rough week. Love is the new light of dawn. Love is the dark mystery of midnight. Love is the hard wood of the cross. Love is a handful of nails. Love is a crown of thorns. Love is a crisp towel and a basin of water. Love is a loaf of bread and a cup of blood-red wine. My friends, love must be experienced if it is to have any power at all. Thoughts and prayers simply won't cut it for the God who bends down, gets on his hands and his knees, and washes feet. The God who offers his very body and blood every time we gather together. My friends, our invitation during these 3 days and every day after is to show up. Easy as that. Show up in community and love one another. Love boldly, love vulnerably, love messily. Love by touch and taste and sound and sight and smell. Our invitation is to love. Amen.